Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is Pioneer Day in Utah. It's the day we celebrate the arrival of the Mormon pioneers into our state, which wasn't officially a state in the United States at the time, but they ended up gaining statehood later on. And the United States in general has a great history of pioneers. We're not just talking Mormon pioneers, but pioneers in general. There are lots of different pioneers who helped settle parts of the United States who came from the eastern or central part of the United States and traveled westward. All of these people were pioneers, in addition to many others around the world. There's a great quote from President Thomas S. Monson, who's the prophet of the church, from this month's Ensign magazine, and this is what he says about pioneers. The passage of time dims our memories and diminishes our appreciation for those who walked the path of pain, leaving behind a tear-marked trail of nameless graves. But what of today's challenges? Are there no rocky roads to travel, no rugged mountains to climb, no chasms to cross, no trails to blaze, no rivers to ford? Or is there a very present need for that pioneer spirit to guide us away from the dangers that threaten to engulf us and to lead us to a Zion of safety? He also says in that article that a pioneer is one who goes before to prepare or open up the way for others to follow. So can we be pioneers today? He asks. Of course we can. Think of all the ways that you could be a pioneer in your life, and it doesn't even necessarily need to be in a religious sense, but you're just forging the way on an uncharted path for something that lies ahead, and you might not know exactly how to get there, but that's the whole point of being a pioneer, right? Because you're paving the way for something different. Maybe it's in business, or maybe you're a new mother or father, and you don't exactly know how to raise these new children, or your path might be something completely different from those that were mentioned. Whatever it might be, and wherever it may lead you, look at it as not something scary or daunting, but an exciting adventure or road that only you can travel. It's your road. It's your time. This is your day. There's a classic pioneer story we'd like to share with you today. It was told by President Gordon B. Hinckley in General Conference, November 1996, and it was a talk he gave entitled Reach with a Rescuing Hand. Here it is in his own words.
I take you back to the General Conference of October 1856. On Saturday of that conference, Franklin D. Richards and a handful of associates arrived in the valley. They'd traveled from winter quarters with strong teams and light wagons and had been able to make good time. Brother Richards immediately sought out President Young. He reported that there were hundreds of men, women, and children scattered over the long trail from Scott's Bluff to this valley. Most of them were pulling hand carts. They were accompanied by two wagon trains, which had been assigned to assist them. They had reached the area of the last crossing of the North Platte River. Ahead of them lay a trail that was uphill all the way to the Continental Divide, with many, many miles beyond that. They were in desperate trouble. Winter had come early. Snow-laden winds were howling across the highlands of what is now western Nebraska and Wyoming. Our people were hungry. Their carts and their wagons were breaking down, their oxen dying. The people themselves were dying. All of them would perish unless they were rescued. I think President Young did not sleep that night. I think visions of those destitute, freezing, dying people paraded through his mind. The next morning, he came to the old tabernacle, which stood right over here. He said to the people, "I will now give this people the subject and the text for the elders who may speak. It is this. Many of our brethren and sisters are on the plains with handcarts, and probably many are now 700 miles from this place, and they must be brought here. We must send assistance to them. The text will be to get them here. That is my religion. That is the dictation of the Holy Ghost that I possess. It is to save the people. I shall call upon the bishops this day. I shall not wait until tomorrow, nor until next day, for 60 good mule teams and 12 or 15 wagons. I do not want to send oxen. I want good horses and mules. They are in this territory, and we must have them. Also, 12 tons of flour and 40 good teamsters, besides those that drive the teams. I will tell you all that your faith, religion, and profession of religion will never save one soul of you in the celestial kingdom of our God unless you carry out just such principles as I am now teaching you. Go and bring these people now on the plains.
Isn't that a moving story? Are things really that different today? Who around us needs rescuing? Who among our friends, neighbors, family members, or colleagues needs our love, friendship, or support? Find someone who is lonely or lost or who needs a friend and share your love with them. Today is our day to be a modern pioneer. You just never know whose life you might touch through your influence. That's the message that we want to share with you today. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Go Bring Them In, featuring Nancy Hansen. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
November 1856, just west of Devil's Gate, a place they now call Martin's Cove, sacred ground of faith. Some hours ago we somehow crossed sweet water sheets of ice. At times it stole away your breath, at times it took your life. Sky is growing dark again, there's little food to eat. The chilling winds cut to the bone, I cannot feel my feet. I know that Zion lay just ahead as I rest and close my eyes. Will I wake to see the morn, or maybe paradise? Go bring them in from the plains, go bring them in from the storm. Like a fire, the spirit's burning. Bring them in and keep them warm. Go bring them in from the plains. Go bring them in from the cold. Wrap your loving arms around them. Bring its peace to their souls. Dream of Kirtland, Zion's camp's holy test. I dream of independence, liberty, and far west. Tonight I dream of Nauvoo, Brother Joseph's iron will. Tonight I dream of Carthage, and how we miss him still. Tonight I dream of Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Galilee. Tonight I dream of miracles from our Master and our King. Somewhere it starts as whispers, then turns to shouts so clear. Wake up, it's not a dream. The Valley Boys are here. Go bring them in from the plains, go bring them in from the storm. Like a fire, the spirit's burning. Bring them in and keep them warm. Go bring them in from the plains, go bring them in from the cold. Wrap your loving arms around them. Bring its peace to their souls. sandy steps just west of Devil's Gate, a place we now call Martin's Cove, sacred ground of faith. In silence and in reverence, Sweetwater we now cross, and hear the echoes of their prayers, their tears and their loss. Still needs a light that shines, his truth we need to share. To honor those who came this way, we'll lift up and we'll care. On our backs and in our hearts, we'll carry and proclaim, and heed a prophet's call once more. Go bring them in from the plains. Go bring them in from the plains. Go bring them in from the storm. Like a fire, the spirit's burning. Bring them in and keep them warm. Go bring them in from the flames. Go bring